Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 32, Entanglement in Fruitive Activities. Text number 41. Is that right?
Yes.
Saradhanaya Bhaktaya. Vinitayanusuyave Bhuteshu Krita Maitraya Susrushubhirataya Cha Sadadhanaya Bhaktaya Vinitayanusuyave Bhuteshu Krita Maitraya Susrushabhirataya Cha Sadadhanaya Bhaktaya Vinitaya Anusuyave Bhuteshu Krita Maitraya Susrusha Bhirataya Cha. Sadadhanaya. Faithful. Bhaktaya.
To the devotee.
Vinitaya. Respectful. Anasuyave. Non-envious. Bhuteshu.
To all living entities.
Krita Maitraya. Friendly. Susrusha.
Faithful service.
Abhirataya. Eager to render.
Cha.
And. Instruction should be given to the faithful devotee who is respectful to the spiritual master, non-envious, friendly to all kinds of living entities, and eager to render service with faith and sincerity. Text number 42. Bahir jata viragaya shanta chittaya diyatam nirmatsaraya suchaye Yasyaham preyasam priyaha. This instruction should be imparted by the spiritual master to persons who have taken the Supreme Personality of Godhead to be more dear than anything, who are not envious of anyone, who are perfectly cleansed. And who have developed detachment for that which is outside the purview of Krishna consciousness. Purport: in the beginning, no one can be elevated to the highest stage of devotional service. Here, bhakta which is in the previous verse, text 41. So there's no purport to text 41, but really the purport here is here. This is for the two verses. Here, bhakta means one who does not hesitate to accept the reformatory processes for becoming a bhakta. In order to become a devotee of the Lord, one has to accept a spiritual master and inquire from him about how to progress in devotional service. Ado Guru Pad Asraya. Right? This is Rupa Goswami's advice. To serve a devotee, to chant the holy name according to a certain counting method. Can you do me a favour and get a tissue, please? Or a couple of tissues? This cold is makes my nose run. Okay, so to serve a devotee, to chant the holy name according to a certain counting method, to worship the deity, to hear Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita from a realized person, and to live in a sacred place where devotional service is not disturbed, are the first out of 64 devotional activities for making progress in devotional service. One who has accepted these five chief activities is called a devotee. So that's the Panchanga Bhakti. And it's interesting because Prabhupada says here, according to a certain counting method, the chanting. Slight variation on Sankirtan. Okay, one must be prepared to offer the necessary respect and honour to the spiritual master. He should not be unnecessarily envious of his godbrothers. Rather, if a godbrother is more enlightened and advanced in Krishna consciousness, one should accept him as almost equal to the spiritual master. And one should be happy to see such godbrothers advance in Krishna consciousness. I'll ask that question later. Hang on, we'll finish the purport off. A devotee should always be very kind to the general public in instructing Krishna consciousness, because that is the only solution for getting out of the clutches of Maya. That is really humanitarian work, for it is the way to show mercy to other people who need it very badly. The word susrusha bivrataya indicates a person who faithfully engages in serving the spiritual master. Yeah, previous text 41. Susrusha bivrataya cha. One should give personal service and all kinds of comforts to the spiritual master. A devotee who does so is also a bona fide candidate for taking this instruction. The word bahirjata viragaya, bahirjata viragaya. Means a person who has developed detachment from external and internal material propensities. Bahijata viragaya bahijata. Okay, righty-o. Not only is he detached from activities which are not connected to Krishna consciousness, but he should be internally averse to the material way of life. Such a person must be non-envious and should think of the welfare of all living entities, not only of the human beings, but living entities other than human beings. The word suchaye means one who is cleansed both externally and internally. To become actually cleansed externally and internally, one should chant the holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna or Vishnu, constantly. The word diyatam means that knowledge of Krishna consciousness should be offered by the spiritual master. Diyatam, diyatam. The spiritual master must not accept a disciple who is not qualified. He should not be professional and should not accept disciples for monetary gain. The bona fide spiritual master must see the bona fide qualities of a person whom he is going to initiate. An unworthy person should not be initiated. The spiritual master should train his disciple in such a way so that in the future, only the Supreme Personality of Godhead will be the dearmost goal of his life. In these two verses, the qualities of a devotee are fully explained. One who has actually developed all the qualities listed in these verses is already elevated to the post of a devotee. If one has not developed all these qualities, he still has to fulfill these conditions in order to become a perfect devotee. Ya idam sriyunad amba swadaya purusha sakrit yova bhi datte matschitaha sahyeti padavim jame. Anyone who once meditates upon me with faith and affection, who hears and chants about me, surely goes back home, back to Godhead. Thus in the Bhaktivedanta purports of the third canto, 32nd chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Entanglement in Fruitive Activities. Last chapter of the third canto. Coming up. Om Magyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmaye Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahayam Tadatitsva Padantikam Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Bande Sri Gurum Dinatarinam. So we've got a number of qualities here that that describe a devotee, and these are essentially the the qualities, the essential qualities that are required to make progress, to get started. They're the qualities required. Yeah, basically, these are the beginner. This is the beginner stage. And these qualities are required in order for one to take advantage of the association of the devotees, and in particular, the association of the Vatma Pradashika Guru and the Siksha Guru, the people who train us, guide us in our devotional practice. And the qualifications that are required to move from the beginning stage to the intermediate stage of devotional practice. So what are these qualifications? One has to be faithful, right? Shraddhanaya bhaktaya. Vinitaya, respectful. Anusuyave, non-envious. Bhuteshu, to everyone. Krita, maitraya, friendly. And susrusha abhirataya, eager to render service. So, and here again, bahijata viragaya, so detached. Shanta chittaya diyatam. Peaceful. Non-envious, nimatsaraya. So we've got anusuyave and nimatsaraya. So important qualities here. Non-envious. Same synonyms. Suchaye. Clean. And aham priyasam priyaha. Now, okay, Krishna is more dear to them than anything else. Right, so now, let's have a look what Srila Prabhupada says here. It's interesting. So, faithful, respectful. And Prabhupada says here to the spiritual master, but respectful to everybody, really. But certainly the spiritual master. Non-envious. Anusuyave nimatsaraya. Someone can appreciate the good qualities of others and not envy them if they're, Prabhupada says here, more advanced. We'll look at that later. And bhuteshu, Krita Maitraya. So, friendly to everybody. And Abhirataya, Susrusha Abhirataya, keen to render service. And in one sense, that's the critical in the Krishna consciousness movement. Critical. Respectful to the spiritual master, not envious, friendly to others. In other words, be a preacher. Right? We're not just here to sit at home and study books. Although that's what we do. But if we're studying the books, we'll go out and do Harinam and distribute books and distribute prasadam. We'll go out and give Krishna consciousness to others. And that's a challenge. That's a real challenge because your faith is put on the line. But this is rendering service to the spiritual master, preaching. The Prabhupada says in the purport, this is real welfare work. And he says it many other places. Here, a devotee should always be very kind to the general public in instructing Krishna consciousness because that is the only solution for getting out of the clutches of Maya. What's that? Preaching or Krishna consciousness? Huh? The only solution for getting out of the clutches of Maya. Now, Prabhupada mentions in the purport, in the beginning, no one can be elevated to the highest stage of devotional service. Here, bhakta means one who does not hesitate to accept the reformatory processes for becoming a bhakta. Right, so that confirms. This is the beginning. These are the people who, or these are the qualities of the devotees who are eligible to receive instructions on devotional service. Shraddhana, so they're faithful. Ado Shraddha, Rupa Goswami says. In the beginning, there has to be some faith that God exists, that God is a person, that one should render service to the Lord, and that the effective way of rendering that service is by service to the devotees and the spiritual master, or the spiritual masters. Generally, we have more than one. Ado Shraddha. So one has to have strong faith. And depending on the development of that faith, one will demonstrate that, show that faith, Shraddha, by the degree to which they embrace, or we embrace, the process of devotional service. And as Prabhupada says here, in the beginning, no one can be elevated to the highest stage of devotional service. So just in case you're off wondering or hoping, it requires effort to be elevated from a beginner to at least the stage of steadiness, Nishta, Ruchi, this is the highest stage of devotional service is Bhava Bhakti. That means pure devotional service, free from material affection. In the beginning, we have to get to the, you know, just the accepting the instructions. Accepting the instructions. We might accept the instructions, but we don't do anything about it. Or we fall back to material thinking. Right? Not unusual. So, this point of it comes in the second verse here. Bahijata viragaya. Detachment. One needs to become detached. When Lord Chaitanya was asked, you know, what are the qualities of a devotee? Then he said, asat sangatyag e vaishnavacha. The achar, or the behavior of a Vaishnava, is to give up the asat sangha. So give up bad association. Asat sangha tyagi vaishnava cha. So that's the activity or the behavior of a devotee, is to give up bad association. Now that doesn't mean that we go and live in a forest and, you know, don't deal with the materialistic people, because we, especially a community like ours, you have to have a job, right? And mostly that means working with non-devotees. But because our activities, even in work, we're dealing with businesses and commercial activities. Even we as devotees have to deal with that. We have to interact with the world effectively, practically. We understand that when we work, but on behalf of Krishna, then even the activities of commercial business dealings, even social dealings, in order to be bhuteshu krita maitraya, right? Friendly to others. We have to be friendly to others. We got to reject everybody because they're asat sangha, right? We have to be detached, equipoised, not envious, and friendly to others. And we demonstrate that friendship by seeing the relationship that everything or everyone has with Krishna, even though they've forgotten that relationship. We as devotees should not. And understanding the benefit of engaging in devotional service and associating with the devotees, so the devotee doesn't take the association, the asat sangha, but rather they give the sadhu sangha. You know, this is really essential for advancement in Krishna consciousness. There's a balance between looking after one's own spiritual advancement and being concerned and engaged in activities, concerned for and engaged in activities that are beneficial for others. A devotee is not only concerned about making spiritual advancement for themselves, but they're also concerned about the well-being of others. Huh? And that requires sacrifice. And of course, that's the Yuga Dharma, revolves around sacrifice for ourselves, yes, but also for the benefit of others. Otherwise, one will become again, too self-absorbed, too selfish. So devotional practice, especially that practice which is progressive, means being concerned about the welfare of others, and that means then engaging in Sankirtan in all of its variety, in all of its manifestations, in all of its forms. Sankirtan is very broad practice is the very broad practice of bhakti. But bhakti with a focus on benefiting others, not just on one's spiritual progress. And if one does that, one will automatically make advancement anyway for oneself. But it's interesting here. okay, so bhakta means one who does not hesitate to accept the reformatory processes for becoming a bhakta. Right? So this is how we know. These are instruction for the beginners. Right? That means us. We shouldn't think, oh, now I'm advanced. And in fact, Prabhupada mentions, Rupa Goswami mentions in the Nectar of Devotion, that even if one is advanced, one still behaves like a beginner. Huh? In order to become a devotee of the Lord, one has to accept a spiritual master and inquire from him about how to progress in devotional service. This is the beginning of the 64 items of devotional service. To serve a devotee, to chant the holy name according to a certain counting method. Well, so the general instruction is Sankirtanam. Well, first item is Sadhu Sangha, to serve a devotee. But generally speaking, sadhu sangha means to serve all of the devotees, right? Which means serve a devotee, not just one devotee. Sometimes the devotees get the idea, all I do is serve my guru and I can ignore everybody else. Right? But actually, that's not the process. Well, it is part of the process, but generally speaking, in the association of devotees, we serve the spiritual master, well, sadhu, shastra, and guru, right? And as Prabhupada explains in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj says, Vande Gurun, which is guru, is plural. To my gurus, there's the Siksha gurus, the Vatma Pradashika guru, the Chaitya guru, we have many gurus. One of them we take initiation from, but we receive instructions from many. So that proper respect to the devotees is the beginning. Having faith that Krishna manifests in the form of the devotee. The spiritual master is the external manifestation of the Paramatma. Krishna manifests externally to the devotee in the form of the spiritual master. And that form of the spiritual master is manifest in the varieties of devotees that instruct us on how to perform devotional service. We were looking last week at the first few lessons of the disciple course. And there's a quotation from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, how he describes, and this is especially true within ISKCON, because how often do we get the association of our initiating spiritual master? Not very often. But more often than not, we're associating with advanced devotees who instruct us. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I consider the Siksha Guru to be unlimitedly more merciful than the Diksha Guru. Right? Because one receives training and guidance and instruction in the practice of devotional service from the Siksha Gurus. And so they're honoured and respected as Krishna's representatives. Right? So serve a devotee. Sadhu Sangha. Sankirtan. This is Panchanga Bhakti, the beginning of devotion, or not the beginning, but the five items of devotional practice that give rise automatically. Even if one, Rupa Goswami says, even if you don't have faith in these activities, they will still be the impetus for prema. Right? Sankirtan. Murti Seva Bhagavat Sravan Maturavas. Really, that's what this Prabhupada's kind of translated it slightly or mentions them slightly differently, but that's what they are. Serve a devotee, sadhu sangha, to chant the holy name according to a certain counting method. Right? Certain counting method. What's our counting method? Yeah, japa beads, 16 rounds every day, right? To worship the deity. Just coming and offering obeisances is worshipping the deity. Greeting the deities. Mangalartik, all of this. Alongside of the direct worship, the puja. Right? Murti Seva. Oh, excuse me. Hear Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita from a realized person and to live in a sacred place where devotional service is not disturbed. Whoa. Okay. Now, the first four out of 64 devotional activities for making progress in devotional service. One who has accepted these five chief activities is called a devotee. Is there a nectar of devotion in that book cupboard there? Okay. Ooh, it's a little one. Okay. How to discharge devotional service. Okay. First one. Accepting the shelter of a lotus feet of a bona fide spiritual master
becoming initiated and learning how to discharge devotional service from him. And this is what Prabhupada did. See, in the beginning, Prabhupada was able to instruct his disciples. But it became very clear to him that he wasn't able to do that for everybody. And so therefore, he created an authority, a siksha authority line within ISKCON, wherein the local, the senior devotees, and one of those devotees would be the temple president, and you know the head pujari and the kitchen manager, whatever. Or those devotees taking on the responsibility of managing the temples were also expected by Srila Prabhupada to be senior enough to be able to guide the devotees. And so Prabhupada said to the devotees, eventually he said to them, you know, don't write to me anymore asking questions, right? My senior disciples can give instruction on my behalf. And of course, Sasrit Maharaj asked Prabhupada, how can the devotees have a personal relationship with you then? If they can't speak to you or write to you, Prabhupada said they need to follow the four regulated principles, chant 16 rounds, and follow the instructions of the senior leaders, and then they'll have a personal relationship with me. And so Prabhupada set up a system of management that met or meets the spiritual needs of the devotees, right? And practical too. Practical. And it's interesting because in this purport, Prabhupada says, one shouldn't be envious of one's god brothers if they're making advancement. Because Prabhupada experienced this more than one occasion. Devotees would say, oh, I'm not going to take instruction from him. And Prabhupada would say, why not? He's my disciple. I've given him the responsibility of doing this service. He's authorized by me. What's wrong with that? Just like the devotees in Hawaii said to Prabhupada, said to Prabhupada, we have faith in you, but we don't have faith in the GPC. And Prabhupada said, well, what does this mean? They say they have faith in me, but they haven't got faith in the GBC. I've appointed the GBC, so what does that mean? They don't have faith in the GBC, that means they don't have faith in me. That means aparad. Aparad. Now, interesting. One must be prepared to offer the necessary respect and honour to the spiritual master. Then he says, he should not be unnecessarily envious of his godbrothers. Now Prabhupada experienced this. He saw it in ISKCON, but he also experienced it himself. That when a devotee becomes enlightened, and so he says here, if a godbrother is more enlightened and advanced, one should accept him as almost equal to the spiritual master. Well, that's hard to do sometimes. To learn to appreciate the spiritual advancement in others, right? Not easy. Say somebody joined ISKCON after you, right? And then they're making more advancement. Ooh, is that possible? And we see it, actually, we see it. I experienced this most of my devotional life. That some disciples of Srila Prabhupada feel that because they were initiated by Srila Prabhupada, therefore they can tell everybody else what to do. Despite the fact that it's crazy part of the time, right? But they come along And I'm the temple president, so I have some responsibility in that role. It's a senior role, and despite our disqualifications, we could assume we must have some qualification to fulfil that role. And yet they come along and they want to tell you what to do. Right? One devotee told me recently, it's good that you're distributing all of this prasadam, but it's not good that you're killing everyone. What? What do you mean? We're killing everyone with our prasadam distribution. Right? Aluminium pots. We've got to get rid of all of the aluminium pots. Right? Have you heard this thing before? About aluminium pots being poisonous? True or false?
It's said to be carcinogenic.
True or false? Tell me, is it true or false? Hands up. Okay, here's a test. Hands up those who think aluminium is poisonous. Raise your hands. Okay, radio. Hands up those who think it's not. Hands up those who don't know. Far more people. Okay, rightio. just to enlighten you, aluminium is the third most common element in the creation. It's everywhere. It is everywhere. Huh? And there is no substantial evidence whatsoever that aluminium is poisonous. Why would we be making pots out of aluminium if it was poisonous? Why would we? It just does not make sense. Right? So, for those of you who believe that aluminium is poisonous, please go and do your research, because it's kind of one of those hippie fallacies that floats around the alternative lifestyle world. That aluminium is poisonous. There is absolutely no evidence to support this statement. None. What? Yeah, here's a devotee comes along and says to me, you know, it's good you're doing all this prasadam distribution, but you're killing people. So what do you mean I'm killing people? I'm supposed to take them seriously because they're a Prabhupada disciple. Right? So, this point, and Prabhupada had this problem too. He was a very advanced devotee, but he was criticised by his godbrothers for being a successful preacher, effectively. Right? So don't be surprised if one is successful in one's devotional service and somebody comes along and criticises you. It's quite normal, in fact. Right? But one has to be... equipoised and tolerant of others, and also understand that we can also fall into the same trap of becoming envious of others. In fact, Prabhupada mentions this is an issue. It's a major issue in the success of an organisation like ours, is that we don't become envious of other people. It's part of being in material consciousness, and if we are, then it'll block our devotional service. It'll block, because that's one of the criteria here for being a beginner, right? Is not being envious of others' advancement. Quite serious when you think about it. Or thinking that oneself is more advanced than we actually are. Huh? What's that called?
False prestige.
False prestige, yes. Yeah. In two words, what do we call it? Starts with a P. P-U. Huh? Puffed up. Yeah, puffed up. We get puffed up. Even if we've been around for a while, we think, yep, I'm advanced. But actually, we should keep ourselves in this mood of being
A beginner. Well, I'm not very advanced at all. And of course, that's a qualification. You know, there's that story of Yudhisthira Maharaj and was it Yudhisthira Maharaj and Duryodhana?
Yes.
Krishna asked them, Duryodhana, to find somebody who was more qualified than him.
Dronacharya.
Yeah. And then he asked Yudhisthira to find somebody who was less qualified than him. And when they came back in the, at the end of the day, they said, I couldn't find anybody. Duryodhana couldn't find anybody better than him. Yudhisthira couldn't find anybody lower than him. Right? So this is a symptom of a devotee. Right? They're humble, respectful. What is it? And in that sense, anusuyave and nimatsaraya, very important qualities. Now I think about it, very important qualities, essential qualities. And it creeps up on you subtly. It can creep up on us very subtly. This pride. I've been around for so long, you know, I'm a serious devotee. I'm actually advanced. You know, you get a position and then you think, oh yeah, now I'm qualified. But just because you got a position doesn't mean you're qualified. In fact, the position can be your downfall because there's that illusion of being advanced and of being senior. One of the reasons why preaching is a good act is, you know, being friendly to others and trying to preach is good because it'll all be somebody trimming you down to size. Right? You want to preach to them and they'll say, get lost. Right? Will you take a book? Nah, get out of here. Go and get a job. Right? That kind of thing. Preaching. Harinam. You can't do that without being humble. Humbled. Right? So if we see somebody making advancement, we shouldn't become envious. And if somebody's more advanced, seriously more advanced, we can respect them as equal to the spiritual master or almost equal to the spiritual master. So that means we can offer our obeisances and even worship that person. Why not? Almost as equal as the spiritual master. And one should be happy to see God brothers advance in Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada had that experience himself. He must have seen it in ISKCON. And here, a devotee should always be very kind to the general public in instructing Krishna consciousness, because that is the only solution for getting out of the clutches of Maya. Right? So that was my question before. Is instructing Krishna consciousness the only solution for getting out of the clutches of Maya? Or is Krishna consciousness the only solution for getting out of the clutches of Maya? What's the answer? Huh?
Instructing.
You reckon instructing? It's interesting, isn't it? How you can analyse that sentence. A devotee should always be very kind to the general public in instructing Krishna consciousness because that... What? Instructing Krishna consciousness or Krishna consciousness is the only solution for getting out of the clutches of Maya.
You have to be Krishna consciousness to instruct Krishna consciousness.
Yeah. That is really humanitarian work, for it is the way to show mercy to other people who need it very badly. Remember, this is a beginner. This is a beginner. This is what elevates us to the point of bhakta. Right? This is what Prabhupada is saying here. This is not about, you know, living in your eternal position as a servant of Krishna, following in the footsteps of the residents of Vrindavan, living on the banks of Radhakund. Right? Not that kind of instruction, although that is relevant and pertinent instruction for the devotees. That's what Rupa Goswami tells us, right? The goal of our activities is to be rendering devotional service following in the footsteps of the residents of Vrindavan. Right? Is that right? Yeah. Well, that's not mentioned here because this is just a beginner. This is a beginner's department. And so a beginner's department means a preacher. But do the beginner stuff, activities, right? Then one can be gradually elevated to the role of, or to the elevated position of devotional service. The word susrusha birataya, a person who faithfully engages in serving the spiritual master, and abirataya means eager to render. And interesting here. A person who faithfully engages in serving the spiritual master, one should give personal service and all kinds of comforts to the spiritual master. A devotee who does so is also a bona fide candidate for taking this instruction. So, we can do that also for the advanced devotees, because Prabhupada says here also that an advanced devotee, enlightened and advanced in Krishna consciousness, almost equal to the spiritual master. So we can render service to the devotees also, right? All kinds of comforts. Personal service. Of course, a spiritual master won't let his disciples, you know, just pamper him all the time. Right? Is that right? Because, why? Bahirjata viragaya means a person who has developed detachment from external and internal material propensities. So we can offer, but the spiritual master will say, hey, take it easy. I don't need a Rolls Royce. Although when Prabhupada came to Melbourne, he said, what is this Rolls Royce? Just a tin can. Right, so Prabhupada's detached from the material propensities. The reporters say, why are they driving you in a Rolls Royce? Rolls Royce, what's a Rolls Royce? So Prabhupada's detached, right? Very detached. So he's not, you know, thinking, oh my, now they've got a Rolls Royce for me, how wonderful. He's saying, Rolls Royce, poo. Huh? It should be a chariot of gold and diamonds and jewels, and this is real opulence. In this day and age, we think, you know, oh, you've got a BMW, ooh, that's good. You've made advancement now that you've got a BMW or a Mercedes or whatever. But actually, the devotees are detached from these things. Right? And you know, asatsangatyag, this is the first behavior that Lord Chaitanya recognizes in a Vaishnava. He gives up this attachment to material, the notion of material advancement. It's just a silly idea when you think about it. You have some material facility and you think you're so wonderful, but in a few years' time, you're going to be a wrinkled up, you know, invalid, and what will your BMW do for you? Right? You'll be riding around in a wheelchair. You won't even be able to walk. So what? Not only is he detached from activities which are not connected to Krishna consciousness, but he should be in, and this is the point, internally averse to the material way of life. Whoa. So, you know, we were discussing this the other day. Rasavajam rasopyasya one needs a higher param drishtva nevartate. The devotees attached to Krishna consciousness because that's the most enjoyable thing, and not distracted by external elements, external and this idea. And so therefore Krishna says, yehi samsparsaja bhoga dukkha yonaya evate adyanta vanta kunteya nateshu ramate buddha. So the wise or the intelligent don't see pleasure in enjoying things of the material world because they know it has a beginning, a middle, and then an end. And ultimately, dukkha yonaya evate, it is the source of unhappiness. Material acquisition, material benefits. So a wise person is not distracted by this materialistic way of thinking. So that asatsangatyag, elementary qualification or characteristic of a devotee is the beginning. And we see it sometimes. Devotees start off with this mood of renunciation, but then again get distracted and attracted back again to things of the material world. Huh? Not only is he detached from activities which are not connected to Krishna consciousness, but he should be internally averse to the material way of life. Right, so you know we can have given up everything, but still looking. Right, that's my experience. I noticed that my next door neighbour bought a nice new Mercedes for his wife, and I noticed, oh, okay, that looks pretty cool. Huh? She had a BMW before, now she's got a Mercedes, so she's really making advancement. Huh? The new Mercedes with the curved kind of, you know, profile. It's like, ooh, ooh. But, you know, the funny thing is, isn't it, I don't know if you've noticed this, something I've noticed, when a new car comes out, you know, when I was a teenager, I used to be looking at all the new cars. I still do it. You've got to be careful about habits you pick up as a youth because you still do it. But then it's funny, you look at a car and I look at a vehicle that was 10 years old and I think, oh, that looks out of date. But 10 years ago, it was like, whoa, that looks really cool. What changed? Huh? Maybe the sheen on the paint's worn off a bit. Huh? So, you know, what we think is cool now, in 10 years' time, we think, ooh, that's old-fashioned. What's going on here? It's just fashion, in one sense. Right? We're creatures of habit, and we're addicted to being fashionable. Huh? In Krishna consciousness, we only have one fashion, right? Bald head. Right? Tilak. Dhoti, kurta, and, you know, jump up and down in the kirtan. That's fashionable for us. Always in fashion, right? Sari, tilak. This is considered to be chaste. Chaste, so we, you know, for us what's fashionable is to have a big smile on your face and to be Krishna conscious. That's fashion. That's the fashion attire that we should all be wearing, right? And you know, if you're a householder, you can have a different colour stripe on your dhoti. That's a bit of, for a bit of flash. For the ladies, because they need a bit more variety, they can have different saris. But we, you know, by studying the Shastra and by associating with the devotees, we need to cultivate this mood of detachment. Very important, actually. And it's not just a show. It's got to be deeply, it's got to be a deep conviction. Not, and not that, you know, we're driving down the road and we're saying, ooh, ooh, ooh. You know, we get distracted. One has to make advancement. And that's where chanting Hare Krishna is so important. And studying Prabhupada's books is so important. Because if we're not careful and if we're not getting a taste right, from our devotional practices, then we'll be again attracted back to the activities of material consciousness and material life. Such a person, and here, this Nirmatsaraya and Anusuyave, right? Is it Anusuyave? Yeah. Vinitaya Anusuyave, non-envious. No, don't, because, you know, if we're observing these things, now think about it, if we're observing those things and we're thinking, oh, that's good, then we're subtly thinking, oh, I don't have it, and he's got it, and he's better than me. Isn't it? Ooh, that's good. He's living in a bigger house than me. Or he's on a better street than me. You know, I've moved to Kerford Road, right? I used to think I was pretty cool living in Dank Street, but now I'm living in Kerford Road. That's better, right? So I think, well, now I've made it. I'm in Kerford Road, not in Dank Street. Right? Subtle. Actually, the people in Kerford Road, they're friendlier. Huh? I have to say that much for them. But they're made of money. The people that I'm living with now are made of money. And it's interesting, you know, my experience with these, don't tell anybody. Although this is going all over the internet, but anyway. I hope my neighbours don't listen to my classes. But I've noticed that on this Kerford, they drink more. Right? You can smell the alcohol. And they may think that that's advancement or progress, but actually we know that's a sign of distress. Right? If you've got to revert to alcohol for your pleasure, then you're in trouble. Right? Deep trouble. Just an observation. Okay, so and Prabhupada makes a point here that non-enviousness and that friendship, that feeling of welfare for everybody doesn't extend only to human beings, also to the other animals, right? So, you know, non-envious means not cutting the throat of others, right? And then wanting peace, right? Prabhupada says, this is ridiculous. We want peace in the world, yet we're slitting the throats of others. Well, anyway, as devotees, we automatically, that's easily covered. Right? We're not eating the other living entities and then wanting peace for everyone. We know that Krishna says, Patram Puspam Phalam Toyam Yome Bhaktya. So we offer everything to Krishna that Krishna likes, and then that becomes prasadam, and we distribute that prasadam to others. And Prabhupada mentions actually that he mentions about deity worship, right? And in other places, earlier on in the year, we were reading in this canto that worship of the deity means distribution of prasadam. Right, and this is a display of great compassion to others. Right? Sometimes the devotees think, "Oh, I've got to go to Crossways; too much hard work." And you know, I'm not preaching; I should be out preaching. Right? But actually, prasadam distribution is great preaching. And showing of compassion, giving prasadam to others is a display of great compassion. Because by taking prasadam, one becomes gradually purified. They're associating with the devotees and they're nourishing the finer, Prabhupada says in the Bhagavad Gita, the finer brain tissues are being nourished by prasadam. Right? And so that makes it easier to then appreciate the spiritual learning that one receives. Okay, I haven't finished this purport, but it's now getting late and people are getting fidgety and they're probably getting hungry now that we get to the prasadam point. But what else is here? Cleanliness. Right? Clean. Inside and outside. So how do we do that? Chant Hare Krishna. And take a bath. First thing when we rise in the morning, have a shower. Clean your teeth. Right? Then put on your clothes. Then put on your tilak. Right? Tilak is it's purifying. Because it was working both externally washing, but internally reminding us, idam krishnaya, idam namama, everything I'm doing is for Krishna. That's why I put the sign of Krishna on my body to remind me, this is not mine. This body is not mine. It belongs to Krishna. And so it's used for Krishna's purposes, not for mine. Okay. Ooh, another one. This purport's full of stuff. Listen to this. The word diyata means that knowledge of Krishna consciousness should be offered by the spiritual master. The spiritual master must not accept a disciple who is not qualified. Right? And Prabhupada also says a disciple shouldn't accept a guru who's a fool number one. Right? So interesting. This is why we are encouraged to test the guru. and the disciple conversely should be tested by the guru. Right? And that's our job, or certainly my job, is to, Prabhupada set up the system in ISKCON so that the local authorities test the disciples. Right? This is our job to do that. And Prabhupada told Tamal Krishna Maharaj and Jabhataka Maharaj, who both personally told me that you have to make sure that the people who are being recommended for initiation are qualified. Because Prabhupada told them, if you don't, you get the sinful reactions for recommending unqualified people. Huh? Because we all think we're qualified. When we're supposed to be thinking, I'm not qualified, but I'm qualified. Give me the recommendation letter. Right? This is the focus. Get the recommendation letter at all costs. Say anything, do anything, just get the recommendation letter. Right? Even the devotees will say, yes, I'll do some service, whatever service you want me to do. But then 6 months after they're initiated, they'll give it to somebody else. Right? Here, this is what you do to get initiated. But we should be qualified. And that means, you know, if you've got some service to Krishna is eternal, not something that you give up or palm off to somebody else. Right? If you take on a service, you should do it and keep doing it. Okay, extenuating circumstances, but not just to get initiated. Now I'm initiated, I'm advanced, I'll give it away to somebody else. Actually, when we're initiated, that means just the beginning. We're not so advanced. That's where we're just starting. That's what initiation, if you're initiating something, what does that mean? Huh? Starting. Yeah. And you realize, you know, devotional service is, it's not that easy. Prabhupada says here, right in the beginning, no one can be elevated to the highest stage of devotional service.
So, you know, we think, oh, I got initiated. Oh, no, I'm advanced. I made it. Just need to get second initiation to confirm that I'm advanced. And then I made it. But if we think that we've made it at the beginning, what does that mean? I've now made it. And that's why we see devotees drop away, because they haven't made it, and neither did they start, actually, right? They started, but then stopped. Funny, huh? We don't want to be one of those devotees. And it can even be at 30 or 40 or 50 years of service, right? But because of bad habits or thinking, oh, now I'm advanced, right? We think, now I'm advanced, so therefore I can take my foot off the accelerator, right? Hey, Bo. Chaitanya. Hare Krishna. Radhacharan once told me that we put your foot on the accelerator, right? In French, they say "chomper le champignon," which means champignon is a mushroom. And in France, the accelerator on the cars, at least older cars, that look like a mushroom. It's a round ball, right? You push on. So anyway, we need to keep our foot on the accelerator, huh? To make advancement. It's not something that you can ease off on and then expect to cruise. It doesn't work like that. If we take the foot off the accelerator, then we'll be a materialistic person very, very quickly if we're not careful. Huh? So this cleanliness, this getting the instructions from the spiritual master and then acting on it. I think our battery's going flat here. Yeah. So we shouldn't initiate unqualified. Here, Prabhupada says here, an unworthy person should not be initiated. Right? But we've got to watch, the tendency is to think that now I'm initiated, now I'm worthy. Right? Or we put the effort into getting initiated, but then we relax afterwards. The spiritual master should train his disciple in such a way so that in the future only the Supreme Personality of Godhead will be the dearmost goal of his life. Ooh. In these two verses, the qualities of a devotee are fully explained. There's a lot in it, right? One who has actually developed all the qualities listed in these verses is already elevated to the post of a devotee. So these are the, if we want to be a devotee, then these are the items we need to meditate on and cultivate. If one has not developed all these qualities, hands up those here who have got all of these qualities. Raise your hands. Faithful, respectful to the guru, friendly to all living entities, eager to render service with faith and sincerity. Not envious of anyone. Perfectly clean, detached from that which is outside the purview of Krishna consciousness. Hands up, those of us who've got those qualities. Hey, well, what do you reckon? Krishna, got those qualities? No. You sure? You look to me like you have. Eh? If one has not developed these qualities, he still has to fulfill these conditions in order to become a perfect devotee. Oh dear. Okay, back to work. Okay, Gandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. The most merciful Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai.